Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministry, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministry. I'm so delighted tonight to be back on our broadcast for our praise prayer for our study in the Word of God. I'm sorry. I just give God all the praise tonight, all the glory and all the honor on this day. I just reverence God, who is my life, and to each one of you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and to Apostle Dean in his absence, I thank and praise God tonight. We're going to get ready to have a short devotion. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer, and we're going to get into our reading. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 81. Psalms 81. Sing aloud unto God our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take a psalm and bring hither the tremble, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I moved his shoulders from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pot. Thou callest in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee, O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me. There shall no strange God be in thee, neither shall thou worship any strange God. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. I have just read you from Psalm 81, from the first verse to the 10th verse. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. We're going to have a song right quick.
Blessed assurance. Oh,
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace tonight, God, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, God, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come tonight, God, confessing and repenting, asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on tonight. Father, we just come thanking and praising you for this opportunity to study your word, God. We just thank you on tonight, Father. We bless your name tonight. Father, I ask you to let me decrease that the Holy Ghost may increase and teach us tonight the word of God. In the name of Jesus, open up our understanding, God. Open up our hearts and our minds tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, I'm asking you to let me decrease that the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost may increase and minister to us on tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you right now, God, to cover everyone under the sound of my voice on tonight. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to bless and cover their families tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, Lord, I'm asking you on tonight to move me from this vessel, that the Holy Ghost may use this vessel. Use me, move me from this flesh so the Holy Spirit can use this vessel, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I just thank you for it tonight. I give you praise tonight. I give you all glory tonight. I magnify your holy name tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Teach us your word, God. Teach us your statutes, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we want to learn. We want to know your word. We want to learn your word, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we just thank you right now. We bind the strong man from this radio broadcast. We bind the strong man, every witch, every wizard, every warlock, every psychic, every demon on assignment. Your assignment is canceled from this radio broadcast and from our lives. I pray and I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, 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 everybody. We're going to get ready to get started. I'm going to start reading this in Deuteronomy 31. And Moses went and spake these words unto all Israel. And he said unto them, I am 120 years old this day. I can no more go out and come in. Also, the Lord have said unto me, thou shalt not go over this Jordan. The Lord thy God, he will go over before thee, and he will destroy these nations for thee, and thou shalt possess them. And Joshua, he shall go over before thee as the Lord have said. And the Lord said and the Lord shall do unto them as he did to Sihon and to Og, king of the Amorites, and under the land of them whom he destroyed. And the Lord shall give them up before your face, that ye may do unto them according to all the commandments which I have commanded you. Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he is that doeth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. And Moses called unto Joshua and unto him in the sight of all Israel, be strong and of a good courage, for thou must go with this people unto the land which the Lord hath sworn unto their fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. And the Lord, he it is that do go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. And Moses wrote this law and delivered it unto the priests, the sons of Levi, which bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord, and unto all the elders of Israel. And Moses commanded them, saying, at the end of every year, in the solemnity of the year of release, in the feast of the tabernacles, when all Israel come to appear before the Lord thy God in the place which he shall choose, thou shalt read this law before all Israel in their hearing. Gather the people together, men and women and children, and thy strangers that is within thy gates, that thou may hear, that thou may learn and fear the Lord your God, and observe to do all the words of this law, and that their children which have not known anything may hear and learn to fear the Lord your God, as long as you live in the land whether ye go over Jordan to possess it. And the Lord said unto Moses, behold, thy days approach that thou must die. Call Joshua and present yourself in the tabernacle of the congregation, that I may give him a charge. And Moses and Joshua went and presented themselves in the tabernacle of the congregation. And the Lord appeared in the tabernacle in a pillar of a cloud. And the pillar of a cloud stood over the door of the tabernacle. And the Lord said unto Moses, behold, thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, and this people will rise up and go a horn after the gods of the strangers of the land, whether thou go to be among them and will forsake me and break my covenant which I have made unto thee. Then my anger shall kindle against them in that day, and I will forsake them, and I will hide my face from them, and they shall be devoured, and many evils and troubles shall befall them, so that they will say in that day, are not these evils come upon us because our God is not among us? And I will surely hide my face in that day. For all the evils which they shall have wrought, in that they are turned unto other gods. Now therefore write ye this tongue for you, and teach it the children of Israel. Put it in their mouth, saying that this tongue may be a witness for me against the children of Israel. For when I shall have brought them into the land which I swore unto their fathers, that floweth with milk and honey, and they shall have eaten and filled themselves and waxen fat, then will they turn unto other gods and serve them and provoke them and break my covenant. And it shall come to pass, when many evils and troubles are befalling them, that this tongue shall testify against them as a witness, for it shall not be forgotten out of the mouths of their seed. For I know their imagination, which they go about, even now before I have brought them into the land which I swear. Moses therefore wrote this song the same day and taught it the children of Israel. And he gave Joshua, the son of Nun, a charge and said, be strong and of good courage, for thou shalt bring the children of Israel into the land which I swore unto them, and I will be with them. And it came to pass, when Moses had made an end of writing the song of the law in a book until they were finished, that Moses commanded the Levites, which bear the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, saying, take this book of the law and put it in the side of the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God, that it may be there for a witness against thee. For I know the rebellion and thy stiff neck. Behold, while I am yet alive with you this day, ye have been rebellious against the Lord, and how much more after my death. Gather unto me all the elders, tribes, and your officers, that I may speak these words in their ears, and call heaven and earth to record against them. For I know that after my death, ye will utterly corrupt yourselves and turn aside from the way which I have commanded you, and evil will befall you in the latter days, because ye will do evil in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger through the works of your hands. Amen. Uh-oh, it's one more. And Moses spake in the ears of all the congregation of Israel the words of this song until they were ended. Amen.
Chapter 32. Give ear, O ye heavens, and I will speak, and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. My doctrine shall drop as the rain. My speech shall distill as the dew, as the small rain upon the tender earth, and as the showers upon the grass. Because I will publish the name of the Lord. Ascribe ye greatness unto our God. He is the rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment, a God of truth and without iniquity. Just and right is he. They have corrupted themselves. Their spot is not the spot of his children. They are a perverse and crooked generation. Do ye thus requite the Lord, or foolish people and unwise, not he, thy father, that hath bought thee? Hath he not made thee and established thee? Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask thy father, and he will show thee. Thy elders, and they will tell thee. When the Most High divided to the nations their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Abraham, he set the bonds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel. For the Lord's portion is the people. Jacob is his people. Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. He found him in a desert land and in the waste howling wilderness. He led him about. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye. As an eagle of her nest fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her wings. So the Lord alone did lead him. And there was no strange God with them. He made him ride on the high places of the earth, that he might eat the increase of the fields. And he made him to suck honey out of the rock and oil out of the flinty rock, butter of kine and milk of sheep, with fat of lamb and rams, of the bread of Bashan, and goat with the fat of kidneys of wheat. And thou didst drink the poor blood, the grape. But Jeshurun waxed fat and kicked. Thou art waxing fat. Thou art grown thick. Thou art covered with fatness. Then he forsook God, which made him, and lightly esteemed the rock of his salvation. They provoked him to jealousy with strange gods. With abomination provoked they him to anger. They sacrificed unto devils, not to God, to gods whom they knew not, to new gods that came newly up, whom your fathers feared not. Of the rock that begat thee, thou art unmindful, and hast forgotten God that formed thee. And when the Lord saw it, he abhorred them, because of the provoking of his sons and of his daughters. And he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end shall be, for they are a very forward generation, children in whom is no faith. They have moved me to jealousy with that which is not God. They have provoked me to anger with their vanity, and I will move them to jealousy with those which are not a people. I will provoke them to anger with a foolish nation, for a fire is kindled in my anger and shall burn unto the lawless, to the lowest hell, and shall consume the earth with her increase and set on fire the foundations of the mountains. I will heap mischief upon them. I will spin mine arrows upon them. They shall be burnt with hunger and devoured with burning heat and with bitter destruction. I will also send the teeth of beasts upon them with the poison of the serpents, with the poison of serpents of the dust, the sword without and terror within shall destroy both the young man and the virgin, the suckling also with the man of gray hairs. I said I would scatter them into corners. I will make the remembrance of them to cease from among men. Were it not that I feared the wrath of the enemy, lest their adversary should behave themselves strangely. Oh, adversary.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, hold on. Were it not that I feared the wrath of the enemy, lest their adversary should behave themselves strangely, and lest they should say, our hand is high, and the Lord has not done all this. For they are a nation void of counsel, neither is there any understanding in them. Oh, that they were wise, that they understood this, that they would consider their latter end. How should one chase a thousand and two put 10,000 to flight, except their rocks can, except their rocks has sold them and the Lord has shut them up? For their rock is not as our rock, even our enemies themselves being judges. For their vine is of the vine of Sodom and of the fields of Gomorrah. Their grapes are grapes of Gaal. Their clusters are bitter. Their wine is the poison of dragons and the cruel venom of asps. And is not this laid up in store with me and sealed up among my treasures? To me belongeth vengeance and recompense. Their root shall slide in the due time, for the day of their calamity is at hand, and the things that shall come upon them make haste. For the Lord shall judge his people and repent themselves for his servants when he sees that their power is gone and there is none set up or left. And he shall say, where are their gods, their rocks in whom they trusted, which did eat the fat of their sacrifices and drank the wine of their drink offerings? Let them rise up and help you and be your protection. See now that I am he, and there is no God with me. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal. neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand. For I lift up my hand to heaven and say, I live forever. If I wet my glittering sword and my hands take hold on judgment, I will render vengeance to my enemies and will reward them that hate me. I will make my arrows drunk with blood, and my sword shall devour flesh, and that with the blood of the slain and of the captive from the beginning of revenge upon the enemy. Rejoice, O ye nations, with his people, for he will avenge the blood of the servants and will render vengeance of his adversaries and will be merciful unto his land and to his people. And Moses came and spake all the words of this song in the ears of the people. He and Hoshea, the son of Nun, and Moses made an end of speaking all these words to all Israel. And he said unto them, set your hearts unto all the sword. No, set your hearts unto all the words which I testify among you this day, which ye shall command your children to observe to do all the words of the law, of this law. For it is not a vain thing for you, because it is your life. And through this thing ye shall prolong your days in the land, whither ye go over Jordan to possess it. And the Lord spake unto Moses that self same day, saying, get thee up into this mountain, Abiram, unto Mount Nebo, which is the land of Moab, that is over against Jericho. And behold, the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel for a possession, and die in the mount whither thou goest up, and be gathered unto thy people, as Aaron thy brother died in the Mount Hor, and was gathered unto his people, because ye trespassed against me among the children of Israel at the waters of Meribah Kadesh in the wilderness of Zin, because ye sacrificed me not in the midst of the children of Israel. Yet thou shalt see the land before thee, but thou shalt not go thither unto the land which I give the children of Israel. Amen.
Amen, amen. We're going to answer these questions. It ain't but three all together, I think. Yeah. And then we're going to talk a little bit about what we read. Who would be the new leader of Israel after Moses? We all should know that.
Joshua.
We're in 32 now. What was the purpose for the song of Moses? What was the purpose of that song?
Verse 47. I thought we had three questions in chapter 31.
Yes.
Huh?
We had three questions.
We got three questions.
We sure do. Well, y'all better wake this apostle up. What were the people, this question number two, y'all, what were the people to do at the end of 7 years?
Read the law before the people Israel.
Yep.
Okay. How did God know that Israel would rebel against him in the future?
Verse 17.
Is it because of future idolatry? How would he know it? He says, and the Lord said unto Moses, behold, I shall sleep. Okay, we don't want that. Then my anger shall be kindled against them in that day, and I will forsake them, and I will hide my face from them, and they shall be devoured. Many evils and troubles shall befall them, so that they will say in that day, are not these evils come upon us because our God is not among us? It says, how did God know that Israel would rebel? God know everything. I don't understand this question. He know everything. He knew they was going to be so far we do stuff. Huh?
I didn't understand it either.
I came up with because of the future idolatry in Israel.
Mhm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's good. They always rebelled against him before. And then with Moses being gone, see, they think they could do what they want to do because Moses gone and Joshua is a young man because he the new leader.
Right.
Mhm. Okay, chapter 32. What was Moses' purpose? What was the purpose of the son of Moses?
Is that verse 47? For it is not a vain thing for you, because it is your life, and through this thing you shall prolong your days in the land where you go over Jordan to possess.
Well, that's good. And then the Lord was using this. He was using it like for a witness. That's why Moses asked them guys to put it in the side of the ark. So when they start talking that stuff, he can say, see this? This is this. Mm-hmm.
And not only that, but God knew that the word. Oh.
Hmm?
I was just going to say my answer. God knew that words were more memorable when said into music. So he told Moses to compose that sermon into a song. So he knew that, you would remember certain things. It's like we, have gospel and rap and certain things. People really idolize and go along with songs for some reason. But I think that's when this starts, really affecting people. That's why I always want, I always tell people to have a song on their lips and God in their heart, what I'm saying, in their ears.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a long song.
Well, and then you have to look at it like this. Black pastors poop. That's singing the scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord is in all that hooping, that singing.
Mm-hmm.
They sung that scripture like that. So, this last question: Why would Moses not enter into the promised land?
Verse 51. Because you trespassed against me among the children of Israel at the waters of Meribah Kadesh in the wilderness of
Yeah, because he didn't honor or give God the credit for the water, because he smoked the rock. He should have said, God did this. God had me to do this or whatever. but he tried to take the honor for it. And you can't mess with God's glory and his honor and glory.
And not only that,
mm-hmm.
I feel that Moses misrepresented
mm-hmm.
God, yeah, by acting as if God didn't need him to provide water for the people.
Yeah.
And Moses disobeyed God by striking a rock twice or something like that instead of, you know, mm-hmm. just speaking to the rock as God told him. You know, it's just, it's a lot with it. I mean, this was a harsher punishment for Moses, but after all,
yeah.
all of one slip up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now he must die, and I mean, he didn't get to put even step foot in that land.
Wasn't it
that again?
Uh-huh.
Angry.
I said, but he was 120 years old.
20, uh-huh.
Yeah. Back in those days, they lived to be a lot longer.
They lived
600
years, honey.
Yep, 600, 800. And, I mean, that is short for back in that time right there. And,
mm-hmm.
I mean,
he just got in trouble with God.
Right. And for Moses being a leader in his position with the nation, you know what I'm saying? You know, like, I forget the scripture, like where it's at, but I know that those will be whooped with the many stripes. Those that know will be whooped with
mm-hmm.
the
That's
many
right.
stripes. I think that kind of pertains to this, you know, and because, you know, he had a closer relationship with God to me, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's right for a teacher or a leader to be judged by stricter standards. And I know that's in
James. Right.
You get what I'm
That's
saying?
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
it's just unrighteous for a teacher or a leader to hold a position, you know, and to teach the people and not be judged on that level. So
mm-hmm.
that's what I got out of it.
Well, anywhere you go, leaders, when we have leaders that's not doing the right thing, then we get beat, like you say, with a many stripes. But Moses just downright dishonored God. He wasn't trying to. He got in trouble a lot of times for standing up for Israel. They got him in trouble so many times because he always had to beg God to take the plagues off of him and everything, had to beg God to not kill him and all that kind of stuff. Because they brought it on themselves. And he was always begging for them, pleading God for them, because God would have killed him a long time ago. But then he got his own self in trouble. You know, and so sometimes, you know, we have to obey God rather than man. We have to.
Amen.
I'm telling you, we can't be a man pleaser. We got to please God. And he loved those people just like he was shepherding them. So he loved them. And a lot of times we love the people God done put in gave to us to help shepherd. But we can't go against God for them. And we got to give God, I don't care what you do for the people of God, you got to give God the glory. Remember that sermon I preached about how
mm-hmm.
can you take how can you take anyway? It was, I forgot the word I used. Praise. How do you take praise being a person? You can't hardly take praise because it ain't you. You can't hardly do it because it don't belong to you. All the praise and the worship belong to the Lord. Even though he using you, it don't belong to you, and you can't take it. So, and that's what Moses should have realized. And he had already told him, you know, it's just almost like your mom and your daddy get ready to whoop you. I'm going to whoop you before you go to bed tonight. And you'd be worried all that day and all.
Jesus.
And then Moses, he told Moses way back, you won't go into the promised land. And, you know, I know it's all he done brought them Israelites. He used Moses to bring them all the way up to the promised land. He told Moses, I allow you to look over into it, but you can't step a foot into it. He said, you go ahead on and call Joshua so I can give him the choice. That's why when pastors get a new church or they send to a new church, they're always given a choice what to do when they get in there. Do anyone have any questions or comments or anything? Because we're just talking right now. We finished with questions.
I wanted to just say something. Good evening,
okay.
Everyone.
Good evening.
I was thinking this story. I was always thought about that too. Reading every time I read this about Moses, like you were saying, like he just always stood for the people and he was always before the face of God. You know, he went all the way in for them and he just stayed before God. And I just remember just in Sunday school lessons or whatever say that, and I can't remember what scripture, but it said that he was the meekest man on earth. Like they say about Samson was the strongest man on earth. Solomon was the wisest. They said Moses was the meekest man on earth. And I guess that's it takes that type of personality to be able to lead that many people, 2 million or whatever.
Absolutely.
But I was thinking all about how to put that together, the fact that, you know, an angel had to go and get his body. And I think there was some saying that the angel had to wrestle with the devil about Moses' body. But then on the Mount of Transfiguration, Moses and Elijah appears with Jesus when Jesus is with James, what is that, Peter, James, and John, I think. They're on the Mount Transfiguration, and it was Moses and Elijah. Like Elijah, the chariot of fire came and got Elijah, so he did not see death. And then Moses, you know, his death or whatever was mysterious. So, but it seemed like at Mount Meribah, I forgot what they were doing. I have to go back and read it. I think he was upset with them, and he accidentally hit that rock twice because he was upset. Being when you get, and I was thinking about that with myself because I think I'm a nice person, and just I have been challenged in ministry like never before. Not that I'm leading any people or anything, but just, you know, get frustrated, don't know, you know, sometimes I don't know how things go. And I was just hearing from the Lord today and thinking about the philosophy of stoicism, you know, curtailing your emotions, no matter whether people are saying great things about you or whether they're saying bad things about you. And I just know I need to kind of exercise it. I feel like I'm going through menopause. And my emotions be all over the place anyway sometimes. And then certain things I feel kind of upset about. So I just, you know, just identifying with that, you know.
Well,
thank God for Jesus.
Yes. Well, with Moses, I don't know about an angel, but I know what we read today. When I studied today, God told him to go on Mount Nebo and die. That's what he told him to do. He didn't say, you know, nothing about an angel. It don't say nothing about that right here. He told Moses, you go up on top of Mount Nebo and die. And that's what he did so you can go with your father.
Yep. Because his brother went to Mount Hor or something like that, H-R.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
Yeah, they never found his body or anything. It was like a mysterious type situation where I know he died.
It was just what God told him to do. He did exactly what God told him to do. He went right on up there and he died.
Sure did.
It I don't think about mysterious. I just think he obeyed God. He knew he was going to have to do this. He knew he wasn't going over into the promised land. You know what I'm saying? So we had to call it just like it says in this word, you know, because it's all kind of what people say and think. But the right thing is to say what we read. And I feel like God told Moses, and I read it, to go up there and die. He could tell any one of us to do that. You know, it's a lot of, because in seminary, when I was going to seminary, they said a lot of different things, and they had a lot of different suggestions and philosophies and stuff like that. But God said, don't you add or don't you take away from this word of God. Now, we can say what he should have said. He might have thought like this, or he could have said this, or something like that. But God say what he mean, and he mean what he say. We got to know that and learn that, because we can get in trouble with God just for that. Just for that.
That's right.
You know, God told Moses to go up on Mount Nebo and die, just like Aaron went to Mount Horeb and died. He told him to do the same thing. I don't know, you know, how it happened. I guess he told him, you got to go where your fathers are. That's what I read here tonight. And that's what she read. So, you know, this is good to learn. It's a song. This just a song that God had Moses to do, because people can't remember that song better than they can just by words. But if it's in a song, they'll remember that law. And that's why he had Moses to make it into a song. And then he made it into a song. And then he turned around and put it in the ark so he can use this and say, no, you all should remember this, because Moses wrote this in a song. And you all learned it then. And it's right here in this book, because Moses wrote it. So he was using that song, this song, against them. He put it in the Ark of the Covenant on the side. He told the Levites to put it there, so he could use it against them. Mhm. So it's all good. You know, we here to learn the right way. We here to learn right things. I should say that, not the right way, but the right things. And that's how we learn even the more. We can go over this thing next year, which we will, because we're going to keep learning this word. We got to learn this word. We got to have it on the tables of our heart. We got to learn this word. So, you know, it's always good to teach different Bible classes and all that. But God said, learn my word. Learn of me. Learn of me. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to learn of God. We're going to know this word in this Bible. So when a man come and asks us anything, we'll have an answer for him. We have any more questions or comments? Mm-hmm. And let me see. I got so much. I had so much like that. The name, I think it's Oven. Okay.
I'm assuming it's a comment, and I mean, this is what I really got from Moses, and I mean, the thing about it is, God could have, you know, took him down from being, you know, over his people, and I think that Moses, Moses leading Israel for the 40 years that he did, you know, and he was the only leader that these people had ever known. So Moses, I mean, for him to go his way in peace and not really, I ain't going to say he was tripping off God and what he did or whatever, he wasn't really worried about that because he knew what he had did. So he wasn't worried. He could go peacefully, you know, on that rock and pass away. But because he knew that Israel would be he knew that God would take care of Israel. He knew that they would be taken care of. You know what I'm saying? One way or another. He said they would be in good hands with Joshua. And, I mean, he knew that they wouldn't be afraid. So I think that we as people need to encourage how Moses encouraged Joshua. You know, to encourage somebody take a lot of courage. You know, especially when it's not, if it's not your family, if it's not your people, it take a whole lot of encourage. You know, that's it takes strength to actually be strong enough to encourage people in general. And it took a lot for Moses to really encourage Joshua. You get what I'm saying about how the Lord will go with him. You get what I'm saying? So I just really look up to Moses, you know, even though he made mistakes, and it just show us that we're not perfect. You know, a lot of us strive to be. But, you know, Moses was really a great man. And one, he was one of the greatest. And Moses, to me, wasn't irreplaceable. You get what I'm saying? So that's one thing I got from that. So,
Well, Moses, to me, what he was doing was, like I said, when a church get a new pastor or a new leader, they give them a charge. And that's what God had Moses doing to Joshua. And in the book of the 32nd chapter in the 44th verse, it says, Hoshea, that's Joshua's name in Hebrew. That's his name in Hebrew. It means Hoshea, the son of Nun. But it was, this is all good. We just have to keep learning and keep studying, keep learning. We got two more chapters in Deuteronomy. If it was good, it's been good, and it's going to stay good. I'm telling you, God is a good God, and he want us to learn this. He want us to, but Moses still was, he had to encourage the people, the congregation, and he had to encourage Joshua. He said, be strong in the Lord and be of good courage. He told the congregation the same thing as he told. He gave them a choice, too. So if you notice when a person is, a pastor or leader is getting put up to be a pastor or something or a leader in the church, they give them a choice just like that. You know, they give the congregation a charge and they give the pastor a charge. So I guess that's where they got that from. It's the same as they as Moses did. And Moses is a great prophet. Yes, he was.
Yes, he is.
So I thank him. I thank God for his tenacity. He hung in there with them, like he said. I think last week we studied where they shoes. He took them through the desert. And the shoes didn't even, the wilderness shoes didn't even get a hole in them. The clothes didn't wear out or nothing. God took care of them. So we have to just thank God for Moses. And if Moses can do wrong, and the only difference is between myself and Moses is that I have Jesus and I can repent. He didn't have him back then. Well, he didn't know about him. But he couldn't. He didn't have nobody to repent. Well, I guess he could have told the Lord he was sorry, but God didn't play. God didn't. We serve a mighty, mighty heavenly Father, and he do not play. He ain't going to tell you how your mama used to say, I ain't going to tell you twice. He ain't going to tell you twice, and especially with the leaders now. So anybody else think, with a comment?
I think, too, that, you know, men of encouragement like Moses, Moses was a blessing, you know, and you have to look at it like that. We have a lot of people that's living amongst us that are encouragers. Moses knew that, that Joshua might be wavering, might, you know, have, I'm not going to say iffy about some things, but, you know, so he really encouraged him and pushed him.
Because he's young.
To be more than he perhaps thought that he could be. You know, we just think, you know, if we don't, I'm not saying test the waters, but get on out there or put our feet right on in and let God continue to walk for us, then we'll never know how good we'll be. You get what I'm saying? So God uses encouraging people to help us fulfill the destiny. And he has, you know, he helped us. He helped us by encouraging. You know, sometimes we have to encourage ourselves because we don't get a chance to see more people to really, you know, or be around people of encouragement. You get what I'm saying? To encourage us.
Right.
So we really have to encourage ourselves. And I think that, you know, God uses encouraging people to help us fulfill our destiny that he has for us. My whole point.
Yes,
he has for us. And a lot of people don't help you feel that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That's awesome. I mean, this was a blessing. Deuteronomy, the book of Deuteronomy was a blessing. I really, because it really hit everything. It touched on everything. Everything that we even go through now. And he told us about the blessings and the curses and everything. So I thank and praise God for this. We're going to get ready to close out. It's just about 8:30. But I will be on in the morning live on the Facebook Live. And after tomorrow, I'm going to go up under the End Time Men and Women of War Facebook page. All you have to do is put that in, and you'll pull me up starting Monday. But tomorrow I'm going to go on up under my name. I want to not do this up under my Facebook page. So I'm going to start with the church Facebook page on Monday. And then tomorrow night we have Praise, Prayer, and Prophecy Hour at 7:30 Eastern Time, 6:30 Central Time. That's what time the radio broadcast starts. So, Father, we thank you tonight for your word, God. Lord, I thank you for everyone that's listening on tonight. I ask you to cover them in the shed blood of Jesus and their families. Thank you for opening up our understanding in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just trust you, and we trust your word on tonight. Lord, cover our families. Cover the house we live in. Cover the cars that we drive in the blood of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you on tonight, and we praise you, Lord. We praise you, God. We thank you, too. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord maketh his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance and upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. God bless you all. You all have a good night. I will be on in the morning live broadcast. God bless you. I love you so much. Have a good night.
You too. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.